Hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and I'm here with this amazing girl. It's Nikki Howard.
Thank you so much for having me. This is such a blast. I'm so excited to dig into your information.
She's an LA comedian. She's one of the fabulous girls who's doing all the things. You look so glowy and beautiful and LA-like.
Thank you. I try. I really do, and it's hard. As you know.
It is hard. Being a woman is hard. Anywhere in the world, but I think in LA in particular, maybe some of the big cities like New York, Miami, yeah. Houston, like people have pressure to be something. And like social media has put it on everybody.
Yeah. I try to be as relatable and just like honest as possible, because I think it's important as someone that has a platform to show people like, look, it's not... I didn't wake up looking like this. Like, this is not real. You know what I mean? Because I sometimes will look on Instagram and see even my peers, and I'm like, how do they look like that? And then I have to remember, like, oh, right.
I've seen her. Yeah. I know what she looks like in her sweats.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's so true. I have the privilege of seeing everybody, and they come with sweats and a bun, and, like, there's no makeup,
yeah.
and they're, like, tired and puffy.
And you get, like, the best, because you get to, like, take those, like, terrible before pictures where you're, like, frown. Make the ugliest face you can possibly make. And then you're, like...
And then I don't get to see them when they're in their beautiful stage a week later.
Oh,
and I'm like, I'll see them on the gram, and I'll be like, oh,
I did
my
that.
Work. Looks so good.
Nailed it. How symmetrical she is.
I know. Yeah. Is there is there anyone you know who's not doing shots in one form or the other, like Botox, Ozempic, shots, any kind
yeah,
of shots?
Everybody's doing shots. I actually, my dear friend... She turned 40, and I asked her if she got Botox, and she said no, and I truly believe her. And she's, like, one of those people that, like, she's, like, very fair-skinned, and, like, she's super smart, so she, like, spent most of her life in, like, a library, and she's beautiful.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, that's not fair that you exist as a human. I have to go to my Botox appointment now. Excuse me. But it's, yeah, everybody is, like, I mean, on one hand, I think it's amazing. You know, but I think it's all so easy to get carried away and forget about, like, trying to do what's actually healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's start with that. Let's start with, like, diet and exercise and, like, see how that goes. Obviously, that's, you know, not for the people who need the shots for, like, the medical conditions. But, like, you know, I'm talking about, like, the girls who are, like, you weigh 90 pounds.
Yeah.
Why are you on the shot?
Honestly, there
you know?
Are some people like that. It's affecting their faces. Literally, everybody's getting an Ozempic face. And I think they do rapid weight loss. Like, a little bit is good, so a lot might be better. No, it's not so good to lose your facial fat.
No, I agree. And apparently you want more of it as you get older. This is what
you
my
do.
Mom tells me.
Actually, people who retain their facial fat look more youthful as they age. They get gaunt and elderly looking.
Yeah. So, facial fat.
Facial fat
get
is
it.
Everything. What's trending in your friend group? Is everybody doing cryo and sauna and
I'm big,
peptide shots?
Big in the biohacking space.
Right.
So, very much sauna, cold plunge, peptides.
Same here.
It's my, I mean, I'm like...
NAD, IV drips.
Yeah,
yes.
All of it. And, you know, and then of course it's like, spend... the first 10 minutes of your day in sunlight and, you know, where it's red lights everywhere. I go to bed looking like a Christmas tree. I'm covered in red light. My fiance wants to kill me, but I'm like, you're gonna be thanking
be
me
like,
when I'm reverse aging.
We need to get red light beds. Have you seen those huge beds that are just all red light? It's just such a feeling of euphoria and relaxation and calming. Like, you lay down in those. I see them at the meetings and I'm always like, I gotta buy one of these. And then you're like, okay, it's $30,000.
I know. Maybe
where
not.
Am I going to put this huge thing?
Seriously.
But
that's how I feel about, like, the hyperbaric chambers.
Yes.
I'm like, those are amazing, but that or a house.
Yeah.
You know?
$250,000.
Yeah, no big deal.
For a good one. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, what's hot with, like, the cutting edge? Tell me all the secrets. Tell me everything that's happening.
Okay,
that
have you
know.
Heard of salmon sperm facials? Because that's a thing.
Come again? No pun intended. What? Salmon's... I have so... Okay.
Whose idea was that?
Who's doing the secretion? Like, how does that work? Do they give... Is like a sperm bank where they put, like, fish porn on? Like,
honestly, I don't know.
I
but you know what? It's like caviar, right? They express the fish eggs. These happen to be eggs that are larger. If you've looked at salmon sperm...
I have not recently.
They're large eggs, and they have... Why are we talking about salmon sperm? Because
why? Please. Who needs a reason?
There is, of course, DNA in the center of every cell in the nucleus. And a big, giant salmon sperm egg has a giant nucleus that's filled with lots of DNA. And so in science, we have this concept of using the DNA nucleotides. You remember from 7th grade? The sure. AGCT that yes. make up the DNA helix. So those fragments of the nucleotide pieces can be highly purified. And then guess what? When you have DNA damage, these are your repair building blocks.
So it's essentially like stem cells on for fish? Kind of ish,
like building blocks
building
for
blocks?
DNA.
Okay, so nothing like
DNA
what I just
damage.
Said.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah. So you get DNA damage from ultraviolet,
right?
You have sunburn. You have brown spots. You have aging and collagen breakdown. Like, how do you repair?
Right.
You Sam repair with. One way is to microneedle these nucleotides into the skin surface, and like when we say polynucleotides, everyone has like science anxiety and like
right
what? And
yeah.
So salmon sperm is so much easier on people.
Is it?
Or
you're
is
talking
it?
To.
Or is it?
Oh my god, that's are the salmon free range? Like, what are you doing? Like, is there like a how? Is there a lab? Like, where? What? I just don't
you
even.
Just said you just don't know where to start.
I don't even know.
Okay, but you got to try a salmon sperm treatment with microneedling.
I must.
Gives you the skin glow. Why do people do it? It's been huge in Korea and Asia for the last 10 years. And the results show really beautiful skin quality improvement. Like in America, we were focused on filler and volume for a while. And in Asia and Europe and all these other places, they're focused on skin quality. So I think that that trend is here now.
Yes.
Like we've had enough filler face and filler is beautiful and great. Mm-hmm. I don't want you guys to ever think I don't love filler. I love filler. And it's all the people doing it badly.
Yeah.
They need to get out. Get out of the industry and stop doing bad work. Because the good work with filler does
yeah.
not show. And it looks right.
Yeah. I mean, look at any A-list celebrity, you know, and you're like, I know, you look amazing. And
yeah.
That's good work.
That's good work, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
There's no way you still look
the
like
Cindy
that.
The Cindy Crawfords of the world are doing the maintenance.
Yes.
They're doing good work, and that includes filler.
Yeah.
And so, like, if you think they're not doing filler, you're wrong.
Yeah.
And the bad work is very blatant, and it shows. And
yeah.
It's sad.
Yeah.
It's sad.
It's
yeah.
really, it is, and that's kind of, and then you kind of get stuck in this, like, cycle of it.
You
know,
do, where you start to crave it.
You never see
it.
People go back to the way that they used to look.
We are having really great results with just maintaining people using collagen stimulators.
Yeah.
So I'm a huge fan of using products that grow your own collagen.
Big fan.
Yeah. You can't go wrong when your body's turning on its own collagen production.
Right.
Like, how amazing is that?
And that's what I was saying, like, working with what you already have, let's start there. And
yeah.
before you start adding things, like, start with a collagen stimulator, start with, you know, peptides that activate the peptides that you already have in your body
yeah.
to stimulate more of that, and then if that doesn't work, you know.
Exactly.
So
you're exactly right, like, diet, exercise, muscles, build muscles.
Yeah.
Muscles are the fountain of youth.
Are they?
Aren't they?
I don't know. You tell me.
Yes,
you
are.
You know all the science. I'm
they
just doing
are.
What people like you tell me to do.
I want you to grow muscles.
Okay.
That's my personal goal this
yeah.
year. Because I did get skinny. I did use Mounjaro shots. So it was like maybe a year and a half like before all these trends started. 2 years
yeah.
ago, we had featured that on our podcast and like really got into the science of semaglutides.
Yeah.
And now I think we're going to see this year that even micro-dosing the semaglutides
yeah.
has a good longevity and anti-aging benefit.
Listening to a podcast where they were talking about just that, micro-dosing it, and really, like, not going overboard with any of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. What else do I need to know? Is there anything else that's, like, I need to be ahead of the curve?
You tell me. What's trending in your friend group?
My friend group? A bunch of, like, comedians. Farts? I don't know. Let's try. Yeah, I think just it's mostly just really like regenerative, you know, tallow. Tallow's
beef
trending.
Tallow.
Beef tallow's trending
tallow.
Hard.
I saw that too.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm really focused on next year my products being as clean as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really trying.
I have that focus too. For
yeah.
skincare especially.
It really is hard. So many companies make claims. I get sent a lot of stuff that like it's natural and it's organic, and I immediately turn it over and I go, no,
there's nothing.
There's no regulation.
Like, yeah.
So you have to be your own, you know.
It's the same in the aesthetics industry. Like, there's going to be a whole lot of exosome products that are, you know, topicals you can put on at home or get needled in. And a lot of polynucleotides are coming.
Yeah.
And, like, you really have to go to a provider who knows what they're doing. And they can kind of learn the science and filter it down to you to give you the right product from the right company.
Yeah.
So otherwise, you can have impurities. You can have, you know, bacterial overgrowth,
yeah.
contamination,
yeah.
all the things you don't want.
Chemicals. Like, a lot of, like, the things that say that they're used to treat dry skin, I turn over, there's alcohol in it. And I'm
yes.
like, well, that's not right.
Even things like Cetaphil.
Yeah, it's weird.
Like, what the heck?
I know. So
Cetaphil is so drying, and it's like everyone advocates it as a great moisturizer.
I know. I tried to make my own body scrub with tallow.
And
it's actually working. It's
with
great.
Like tallow and sugar. Or
yeah, and like coffee grounds.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, look at me go.
Oh,
holistic beauty. But it's like, you know, there are things that I just think it's really important, especially in this space. Like, we're, you know, we have a platform and people listen, and like, people are influenced to like, you look great. What are you using? And it's like, all right, well, just be your own champion about your beauty, and like, really don't just get it because this person said to get it. Like, read the package,
yes.
make sure you're doing the right stuff. And like, I want to pride myself on that, for, you know, just
yeah.
doing that for myself, but also for other people, because you wouldn't normally know.
You got to do the research.
Mm-hmm.
Do the research. There's no excuse now that we have Google and ChatGPT.
That's
and
right.
a gazillion other AIs that are like pretty decent at least filtering for you and giving you the basics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So tallow's trending for me. Sauna, cold plunge,
peptides.
I'm trying to think of what else there.
Do you have any good sleep hacks?
I feel like the older I get, the more like nighttime accessories I need in my life. Like,
wait, are you mouth taping and doing?
No, I have a night guard because
okay.
I grind my teeth.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what I'm stressed out about, but apparently a lot. So I have my night guard. I have earplugs. I have an eye mask. I do like my red light before I go to bed. But I'm like, I now went into this whole thing about like binaural beats and like how you can like.
Sound energy.
Yeah,
yeah,
and like learn as you're, or like solidify things that you've learned during the day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Teach me.
Well, Andrew Huberman went into this whole thing about like, if you do these 90 minute like long chunks of learning, and then you follow it up with like a 20 minute nap and do that on, I'm like, I'm not doing that.
I could get nothing done all day.
I'm just napping and learning all day. I can't live like this. But there is like a certain, if you study or you go to learn and you're listening to music at a certain frequency or a certain type of music, and then you go to bed and play that same music,
ah.
it's supposed to like help you, I don't know, retain the knowledge. But
nice.
I can't, I need to be like in a sensory deprivation tank when I go to bed.
Like the light blackout.
Yeah,
room.
I love
a good blackout room with the heavy.
Yeah.
Do you do like one of those heavy weighted blankets?
No, I really need to.
Those are
one.
So awesome for like just feeling comfort and
I
calming.
Do that. I'm going to pull that out today.
Magnesium at bedtime.
Always do that.
Love that.
I'm also addicted to melatonin, which is not
oh,
great.
Oh, you got to stop.
I tried to stop, and it took me like a year and a half.
It really is.
It's terrible, and
yeah.
I didn't realize we're like the only country that one
it's
of the only.
It's not legal in many other countries because
I have
such
no idea.
It really wreaks havoc with your circadian system.
I know, but I'm like,
it's okay for an occasional reset when you have been overseas and you need to adjust time zones. But honestly, you should not be on daily melatonin. All of you guys.
I know, but they sell it, and it says right there on the bottle,
it's
not
for children, even
not addictive.
I know,
and
right?
I go, all right, no, wrong, addictive. I cannot sleep without it. Yeah, I should try and stop. Maybe I'll make that my New Year's resolution, but I really...
I thought that was no vaping.
And that was this year.
Okay.
I know, I haven't vaped.
Okay, good. High five.
I'm just addicted to Nicorette now, which
and
is
Botox,
a terrible...
Botox.
I mean, I'm never giving that up, let's be honest. But I started getting Botox when I was really young.
Yeah.
Because if you look at pictures of me in high school, I have deep wrinkles in my forehead. Like, I just came out of the womb, like, surprise! Like, I don't know what happened.
Some babies have that.
Yeah, it was me. So, but thank God for Botox. Because
so beautiful. Oh my gosh, so fun chatting with you.
Me too. Thank you so much for having me here.
Yes, women have so much pressures. I love a girl who's real. And, like, you know what it's like. You gotta get your hair done, brows done, lashes done, nails done, face done. Waxing, oh my God, get everybody all the presents.
I know.
And like create the Christmas joy. It's
yeah.
hard.
Are we having fun? Forcing fun? Everybody, show up. Be having fun.
It's Halloween. Put out your ornaments now.
We need the decorations. Like, scream the decorating.
Can this be the Christmas where we all say, like, just don't get me anything. I have everything I need.
And really mean it.
Honestly.
Yeah, that would be good. Or I don't get you anything and you get me stuff. That's better. I like that more.
Bad. We need that in our lives. Yeah. Okay, well, where can everybody find you, my charming, funny friend?
I am on Instagram, TikTok, everywhere at Nikki_Howard, and then YouTube is Nikki Howard.
There you go.
Yeah.
What are you going to do, a comedy routine?
I have sketches. I have me existing as a human. All of it's on there. So
follow her. She's real. She's the real deal. That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, DRKAY, putting salmon sperm on people's faces.
Yeah, stay tuned. It's going to be a real treat.
That's it for now. Stay beautiful.
Bye.